Nebraska Untapped, the source for everything educational and informational about groundwater in agriculture. If you are an ag producer or a citizen of Nebraska, this show is made for you by the Middle Republican Natural Resource District.
Now it's time for our weekly show, hosted by Heather Disming.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Nebraska on Tap. This week, we are going to talk to Jennifer Prenitzel. She is the Ag Program Manager for the Nebraska Game and Parks, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about our favorite prairie bird, the pheasants. Pheasants in Nebraska currently have a statewide distribution, but can be found in highest abundance on open landscapes that include ample grass cover and strong presence of small grain crops. And some of the best hunting opportunities are typically found here in southwest Nebraska and in portions of the panhandle. So Jenny is going to talk to us a little bit about how these programs that she has put together can benefit the nesting and the food habitat for the pheasants. So stay tuned as we get into that. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, I am Jenny Prenitzel. I'm the Ag Program Manager with the Nebraska Game and Parks. My whole background is I grew up in northeast Nebraska on a farm near Lindsay, Nebraska. My dad grows row crop acres, and over the years we also, you know, different types of livestock, and my brother's still there, my sister's still there, still very involved in the farm. So from very early on, just being out on the farm and being out in nature and stuff, I always just had an interest in working in the outdoor space, and, you know, wildlife biology was really what appealed to me. So I eventually found myself at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They have a kind of a wildlife biologist program that I really fell in love with, and I had some really great mentors there, you know, going through all my classes, and was able to get involved in some different research projects. Mm-hmm. I did some, you know, like genetic work on coyotes in the lab, and then I also was able to volunteer with the Game and Parks there in Kearney, doing things like deer check and walleye spawn, and getting just a really neat kind of exposure to different things in the wildlife realm. And, you know, I really thought I was going to go, you know, really ride on doing something way cool with wildlife. But I always kept finding myself kind of back tying with the ag side of my family. I think during my senior year, I actually took an agronomy class. I needed just a couple more credit hours. It just sounded like it was interesting. And, you know, when it comes to conservation in Nebraska, especially, you know, really understand the economics and the agricultural side of things. So it just seemed like a natural fit for my degree. After I finished my bachelor's degree there, I moved in right away to get a master's degree in biology at UNK. My master's thesis focused on invasive Phragmites on the Platte River and how they impacted small mammals. So I spent, you know, my field season trapping small mammals and taking vegetation data on Phragmites. You know, throughout all those times, I was also, you know, doing some temporary jobs on the Platte River, looking at tern and plovers, did some stuff with the Fish and Wildlife Service in the rainwater basins, kind of gaining kind of a, you know, well-rounded knowledge of just ecosystems and how it all fits in together. And so I spent, you know, 6 years of my life in Kearney, getting to know just kind of that local area. And then it came time to look for jobs and get into the real world, which is intimidating for everyone.
Right.
So, you know, I kept my ears open and opportunities open. I wasn't going to say no to any opportunity. And so I got my first big girl job working for Pheasants Forever as a farm bill biologist. And that's where I kind of came back into the ag world, you know, growing up on a farm, mm-hmm. Being a farm bill biologist with Pheasants Forever just was a really cool, awesome first job. I worked in the field office, in the USDA field office out of Fairbury. And I was down there for several years working with farmers, doing all sorts of USDA programs, other Game and Parks programs, local programs, and just kind of staying engaged there where I could really, it was really fun to have just that balance of working for wildlife and doing habitat work, but also working in the ag community. Kind of fun. I could talk shop with my dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's always kind of fun.
Right. So. Yeah, now you're the ag program manager, so you definitely got what you were looking for, I feel like, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When this position came open, I jumped on it and I really enjoyed it ever since. I love being it. I do got my cool wildlife job.
Yeah, no, you totally do. And I mean, it's great to hear all the passion that you have behind it. I'm glad you got to go down there and experience it. So are you there in that area now? Still?
I'm not. I currently reside in Lincoln. This is where kind of the main office for Gannon Parks is. And I did spend some time in a previous role with Pheasants Forever in the state USDA office. Mm-hmm. With NRCS, and that really helped provide a lot of other perspectives too. Getting to see, I've got the field experience being in the field, down in the dirt with the farmers and the field office, and then just getting a new perspective on the state level stuff and just how involved it is to get those programs out to the local offices to get to the farmers.
I wanted to bring you on to talk to the cropland cover for soil health and wildlife that you guys are doing right now with the Pheasants Forever. Why are these cover crop programs important?
So I'm going to go ahead and back up, just to kind of help provide some context. So Gannon Parks, we have an agreement with USDA. It's the RCPP program. And what it does is it allows partner organizations like Gannon Parks or Pheasants Forever, or there's other RCPP agreements involving NRDs all over the state, all over the country. And basically what it does is it brings USDA dollars to a partner organization who then can kind of have their own focus on a project and their own focus area that can help kind of determine some of the eligibility and ranking requirements, focus on a local need. So that's kind of where this RCPP cover crop and soil health for wildlife kind of was born. So since 2015, Gannon Parks has held this kind of agreement partnership program, has been available to several counties in Southwest Nebraska. And the whole idea was putting cover crops out on the landscape, in an effort to really complement a lot of our other projects going on for wildlife down in Southwest Nebraska. So Southwest Nebraska is well known in the state as being one of our kind of top hot spots for pheasant hunting, mm-hmm. and pheasant habitat for a lot of folks, which is so cool. You go, you meet with pheasant hunters outside of Nebraska and they're like, oh yeah, I'm a cook. I've been there. It's just kind of fun that we can all kind of, connect on that. There had been some suggestions in the past about, pheasants might be using cover crops. And cover crops was a big world that, we as Gannon Parks haven't really ever gone into before. And this is also kind of at the same time where cover crops everywhere where it's just kind of starting to take off. We're like, well, let's see what this is all about. And we came up with this. Pheasants Forever has been another partner on this project as well. And they've been wonderful to work with. I'll have to give a shout out to Andy Hauser down there out of Curtis. He's been very instrumental in helping make this be successful, as well as our NRCS offices down there. They're all wonderful to work with. So I got a shout out to those guys first. Without them, this couldn't be possible. But basically, what we want to do with these cover crops is put cover on the landscape during seasons where there otherwise isn't any cover. Trying to connect all of the habitat that we have. We've got WMAs, we've got CRP, we've got these other permanent habitat structures throughout Southwest Nebraska. But we kind of want to connect those in a way that works within a row crop ag system. We do that with cover crops. And the way we kind of run this program is we put together a diverse cover crop mixture, 8 to 10 species, kind of covering a lot of bases. We also take into consideration what the soil health needs are of that local field. So if they have, they're depleting a nutrient, we'll add some more legumes to add some nitrogen. If they've got kind of a hard clay pan, we'll put in some species, with deep tap roots, like your sunflowers, your radishes, those sorts of things. So we really also tailor to the needs of the local producer too. And then by putting cover on the landscape, we're creating, depending on what time of year, some nesting cover for birds, maybe some brood rearing cover that, is really important. And then for the cover crops that are able to withstand all winter long, we're putting on some really good winter cover out on the landscape too. And, all of our producers have been, very great to work with. We try to make it as easy as possible on them. And we do try to be flexible with the seed mix. We still want to have cover on the landscape, but also recognizing that there are other local needs based on, you know, what the landowner's objectives are with for soil health. Mm-hmm. And something else that's been kind of fun too is we also do allow livestock to graze on these cover crops with the understanding that we do need some cover for wildlife. And so, you know, we go about that in, you know, multiple different ways. You know, we discuss with the landowner what a grazing plan, you could say, would look like on these, how much cover to leave behind. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll exclude a portion of the field and kind of see how it's going, you know, leaving cover out there. And so far we've been, you know, been able to work really well with folks on these different things.
So some of these counties that you have included in your project boundary are Keith, Lincoln, Perkins, Chase, Hayes, Frontier, Gosper, Dundee, Hitchcock, Red Willow, Furnace, Harlan, and Franklin. And so when you were talking about those cover crops, it's also great because those cover crops provide nesting habitat and food for the birds that are hanging out there too. If you want to talk to us a little bit about what type of role these birds play in the ecosystem for us out here.
Yeah, so kind of starting with pheasants, you know, pheasants have always, you know, kind of been, they're species that really work well within agricultural systems. They're very opportunistic birds, you know, really from an economic standpoint. You know, people from all over the country, when they look at Nebraska for pheasant hunting, that southwest Nebraska is really targeted because it's always been very successful. So just, it really is kind of huge from a maybe a slightly different perspective. But then there's other species that do creep into the area, like quail. You know, we're kind of on the western edge there, but we do get quail there. And just having quail in the landscape, if they're doing well, that's just an indicator that the ecosystem's still intact enough that quail can thrive. And then there's, you know, other resources available, like insects, in order for any of these little bird species to persist. They eat insects when they're their chicks. And so, you know, if there's no insects, there's no birds. And so it's just, you know, kind of looking at just a holistic view of these grassland birds, which also, you know, are important game birds. And then they're just important culturally. You know, we got the whole, just the kind of the history of hunting of game birds, pheasant, quail, and those other things is just, you know, it's important for us as a Game and Parks agency. It's important for farmers and hunters alike. It's what brings us all together as a common goal to want to do good things on the landscape. You know, can really bridge us all together. You know, me living in Lincoln, yeah, I don't have a tractor. I can't sit on there, but I have a tie to that pheasant. I have a tie to that quail, just like that farmer has that tie who is in Hitchcock County. And then it's also a tie to this guy out of Kansas coming up to hunt the pheasants and quail.
Right.
It's just really this really cool way to really bring us all together for a common goal.
And then, so I'm reading here that you guys started your program in 2015, and then 2025 will be the last year to sign up under this agreement.
Yep, so we began this agreement in 2015, and it was actually a five-year agreement. And so around that 2020 era, we were able to renew the program and get another 5 years of funding to continue doing this work. And so we're starting to get on the tail end of this agreement, this five-year agreement. And so right now we are just getting to the point where we're approving the applications for this year, 2024, but we will have a sign up again this fall for anyone that wants to take advantage of the program in 2025. Looking into the future, you know, we'll have to have discussions on our ability to renew and continue it going. But yeah, it's, you know, just the fact that we have been able to renew it and get engagement, I think it just kind of shows that people like to do this kind of stuff.
And how do they find out more information? Through their NRCS, or would you like them to contact you?
You know, the biggest way I think is contact your local NRCS office. We do try to be very similar to the NRCS local program. So they'll know how to help you get your application filled out. And then, you know, maybe you already have a relationship with them, you just continue to build off of that. And then, you know, our local Pheasants Forever staff will also get involved and have conversations. So I would start with the local NRCS office, you know, because too, if this isn't the program for you, NRCS has a lot of other cover crop programs to look at too, if you have some, you know, slightly different objectives.
Just so everybody knows, the NRDs and Pheasants Forever offer drill rental. The Strobel grass drill,
you can contact your local NRD or NRCS for availability and pricing. And you get a little bit of a discount if you rent the Pheasants Forever one and you are a Pheasants Forever member. So perfect. And then anything else you'd like to add that we didn't cover, Jennifer?
So there's kind of two ways we can work with the cover crops within the row crop system. One option is what most people like to do is planting the cover crop after a wheat harvest. Mm-hmm. And we get enough growth typically kind of post wheat harvest, make enough cover to provide some winter cover and sometimes even some grazing in the fall, depending on the moisture and kind of the luck of the draw there. And then the other option is there's a few folks who do choose to go in after a corn harvest and will plant like the next spring, May, June timeframe. And instead of just a full fallow year, it would be a full season cover crop. And again, we would want to keep that cover on the landscape until the next, you know, following March. And everything we've planted in either type of mix is frost killed, so that when guys go in the next spring, they're not really worried about having to terminate it. They can kind of disc it and be ready to go for the following year's crop. So, you know, we've really tried to make this as simple as possible where they can continue their crop rotation almost flawlessly going into the next season.
Yeah, that's honestly great information to know, just so everybody knows that they don't have to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate everything that you had to say, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe if I come out west sometime, I'll stop by.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you again, Jenny, for your time today and telling us about the program that you have in place that's been successful in helping these pheasants find a place to nest and also a place to eat and everything in between so that they can thrive in the areas that they are. I know sometimes drought can be a little bit hard on them, but hopefully with these cover crop programs, it helps retain the moisture in some of those areas so they can still thrive on those bugs and the seeds that they eat. So thanks again, everybody, for listening today. And again, if you'd like to get involved with this program, please contact your local NRCS to see if it's a good fit. And if you haven't already, please don't forget to like and subscribe to any of the services that are providing you this podcast today. We love to see everybody tuning in every week, and it makes our heart filled with joy to know that you are learning with us here. So again, you can always go to www.nebraskaontap.com and find us. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, on our RSS feed, and also Apple Podcasts. And we will talk to everybody later. Have a great one. Bye-bye.